like to move on down to old business, item 10A, Dr. Rivera, and have Mr. Sicking speak on his behalf.
Yes, sir.
Jamie, please. And we are out of executive.
I was here last Friday, and I spoke to you all briefly about Dr. Rivera and his bonding situation. Since then, after that meeting, I spoke with Councilman Crum, and he asked me about whether we currently have a surety bond or currently had something else. Turns out we have a CD in place, actually two CDs. So, going forward, it's my understanding that the BIA is not accepting CDs or letters of credit or things of that nature, that we have to have a surety bond. So, I've contacted a bondsman, and he says that he will write a bond for Osage, but it has to be 100% fully collateralized, which means we need the cash released from the certificates of deposit, and then we can, the bank can turn that into the 100% collateral for the new bonds.
Yes, sir.
And so, Dr. Rivera's position is, hey, can I get that old bond released so I can use it as my collateral, or my, can I get the old CDs released so I can use them as the new collateral for my new surety bond? And so that's what I'm here today to ask, is if we could just get a letter from you guys that says, hey, please release this, these existing two bonds, so that those CDs may be used to fully collateralize the new surety bond that he's required to get for the new easement and the new lease. And that's my ask.
Okay, I'm all for that, but we have to make sure that these guys will accept that. What's the situation there?
Have you sent a request to lease management?
I have not done anything. Dr. Rivera was handling this and not having success, so he called me and asked if I could come up here and see if I could help, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Okay, I would say send a request to lease management to release that, and I'm sure that they would do that.
Okay.
And that way he could get his bond.
Okay, great.
Councilwoman Carlin.
Yeah, I think it's, has already been a precedent set in the Cornelius lease that she released those bonds, then asked for the surety bond. So, yeah, I can see it happening.
Okay.
Because it has happened with, just lately, that she released the CDs and then requested the surety bonds.
Okay, great. And we, and I can get a letter from the bondsman saying, hey, we're today, we're moving forward.
Yes, Council.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I don't see the problem with going ahead and writing a letter for them to consider releasing bonds. That's what you mean.
Right, that's all. I just say you guys are, yeah, let's move forward. We're trying to.
Because really, the ball is in the Bureau's court. We understand that. We know that. Even if we did write a letter, they're not going to respond. But you need that, and you're, so I think we ought to go ahead and proceed with it. It's my one.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry, I got in here late, and I remember part of the conversation from last week. There were some issues that were handled through an IBIA process, right?
Yes, that was the, at the very beginning of this process, there was some plugging requests, and we were like, well, rather than plug these wells capable of production and use as a saltwater disposal well, which is put a ton of money in to get it usable again, we'll just bring this thing back online. But we need to obviously get the order to plug the well removed.
Right.
And so that's what's happening.
So was an MIT test performed on that well?
Yes, June 8th. We had, that was a, by virtue of the EPA getting involved and requesting that this saltwater disposal well that hadn't been used for quite some time be plugged. And we had to stop everything, have an MIT test done on that to shore up the EPA not making us plug the well,
right,
even after we got a new easement. So that's, and that's happened. We passed the MIT test, and we're trudging through this, but we can see the light. So.
And so, by the MIT test being performed, it would have been like witnessed by a field inspector from our local EPA? Is that how that works?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And I'm in favor of helping you get those CDs taken care of.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
I just have one comment. This is going to be a transfer with the same principle. It's just, I mean, the guy's still the same owner that was before.
Same exact guy.
As before, so this should be the simplest possible change of bond.
But it's the same guy, except he has his oil and gas and Sun Rock Oil, and this bond is in his name. I just want to be clear that there is a name change.
You made that last time, there would be a name change, but it's still the same guy, the same principal, the same owner.
Sun Rock Oil is one guy, it's him.
And so I encourage us to get that done as simply as possible.
I'm going to close the well, is that a home land or is it an easement?
It's an easement. That's part of our transaction, is the easement and the lease.
How many production wells are there?
The production wells, I think, are two. There may be an old gas well. I mean, I was out there months ago, but I'm really foreign to the production and what the wells and the lease was doing before. It was, I mean.
Mr. Sicking, go ahead and give it to your opinion prepared, and if it's necessary, call me, and we'll come up with a letter that we like that situation.
Okay, that's great. I think we can probably.
Now, just as for clarity, the Mineral Council has voted in a second chair to deal with issues in case the chairman is out. Sometimes we find it a need to the second chair make a follow-up. Does the Bureau recognize that? Can we move forward with, this is our decision that the second chair have that capacity in case, and I see the shake of nod, yes, so we should, one of these individuals ought to be able to get these required documents to you expeditiously, I'm assuming, because we have a lot of issues that chairman is working through, and maybe, you know, he can delegate or we can delegate the second chair to follow up. So if that's okay, then that might happen in some of these instances. Is that okay? Is that the area director? Is that
fine? Yes, that's fine if it's in your bylaws that the second chair can do so.
Okay. And it's also in there that you're allowed to sign my resolutions if you voted through from that.
I don't believe that's.
I can sign anything that's been approved in the letters and stuff. I'm not allowed to sign the resolution.
Resolution, it's everything but you.
Yeah, everything. As long as it's been approved.
Well, that same request will go to my second chair then, take care of what the brother's talking about. And the other issue is that for the second chair takes it, I'd like to see it. Just like the letter the other day, you got to send it to me. And then that's how we'll handle it. CC it. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Councilman Crum, item B, reissue data digitalization RFPs.
Okay, in your books, under 10, they've been moved over to the proper place. You'll find a clean version and a red line version, and actually red and yellow line, because the process we started off in a month ago to reissue this RFP, we wanted to change the first RFP, we wanted to at least make sure that people contractors could bid on doing a piece of the whole thing, and that we would price it out by the piece. So the yellow lines in there you'll see is what we did between I and I lost the name. Hammond Leifer. And then in the meantime, we'd had that meeting with Steve Minidies, and he'd asked us about sending it, you know, to one of his people. So he assigned Roger Knight, who's a petroleum engineer, 45 years of experience, worked for the BIA for quite some time, or worked for the Office of Indian Energy and Development. And him and I talked on the phone quite some little while. I sent him what the RFP we'd done. He reworked it, and the red lines you see are his. And I think he did a really good job. I wish we'd used him the first time. We wouldn't be having to reissue this time. Part of what we talked about was making it to where we had more options, to where the options that once we got the digitization going, that we could pick out what we wanted to digitize, what we felt was important enough to do, the areas we felt was important enough to do, if we want to do it by areas. Bill and I were talking today, and he was asking about stuff. Once we get a contractor going, I hope that Bill is very involved in what the work they're doing over there as they digitize and look at what we have. Part of what Roger and I talked about was he said when we got into these projects, lots of times we'll find out that there's stuff that's been done, and as Bill said earlier, even if it's been done and it's been held by NIOGEMS, which they get it from IHS, that it's inaccurate. So what we do has to do a quality control aspect of it to make sure that the data that's already been digitized is accurate, and so we have to do that one after we get a hold of it. So it's a process that's going to take different legs to do, and that's part of what I was giving the pitch for Bill to have some of these programs and stuff in house, so we can help figure that stuff out. I think as you see it there, with time's of the essence, because if you remember from the meeting from Mr. Mini Deeds, if we get this out and we get a contractor working, we can then submit another grant proposal to continue the work, because I think we suspect from the bids we got back the first time that we're not going to be able to do the whole thing with our $70,000. We're not going to be close probably. But we'll have a better idea next time on what we want to do, because we've digitized that, the first, and then went through this process. So I hope we can make even better use of the money we get next time than what we do the first time. But we have to have that going in order for us to be eligible, because we have to have shown we've used the one that we already have, or are using the one we already have. So I suggest if the clean copy that you guys see here is acceptable, that I take that to Tammy, or Tammy actually cleaned the copy up for me, that I tell Tammy to release that RFP, and let's get rolling. I'll do that today if it is for me. I will accept that.
Second. I have a motion on the floor of Councilman Crown, second by Councilman Redcorn. I'd like to any open discussion. I see none. William and I have already talked about that. I'll be right with you, dear. We've already talked about it. What we're going to do is get our platform up. He's going to go through all the digitalization, and he's going to have it set up where we do what needs to be sent out, such as you were talking about, is selecting the information and how we send it out. That's the final project. But in any case, yes, Councilman.
Two questions. I missed the name of the person that you said helped to rewrite this.
Roger Knight.
Roger Knight. Is he with the DEMD?
Yes, Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development.
And that was Roger Rice.
Knight.
Knight.
K-N-I-G-H-T.
K-N-I-G-H-T. Question on page 6. The darkened area where it says the Osage Nation reserves the right to reject any and all proposals. Should that not read Osage Minerals Council?
We've been through this in the past. This grant goes to the Osage
Nation. All right, okay.
And in order to get the money, we have to have some of that language in there that that's the way. But the Osage Nation has made clear through the chief, even after we had this problem on the last one, that the Minerals Council is the entity of the Osage Nation that makes decisions on this.
Does it say that? Is it reflected that way?
It doesn't say that.
That's not part of the grant. That's part of our agreement.
I understand that, but even though you say Osage Nation, it says we should say OMC through the Osage Nation. You should have something like that in there.
Just a suggestion.
Excuse me.
I understand, but we don't want to change anything on the scope that changes any of it, or we'll have to start over again.
That's not changing anything on the scope.
I'm actually looking at it. Until we handle out the disclosure non-collusion agreements, it has to go this way.
Chairman, thank you. My position's always been that we are independent, but for this process, we're going to mirror the nation's process. I think governmentally, we're saying that, and that buys us some room to get certain individuals off so we can get this grant rolling. This is just the ugliest, dirtiest, but we've got to do it. I believe we've got to do it this way. And we've got it to a point where, and that's my next question, is Ms. Thomas, out of the conversation that I just knew, Ms. Leaper now. Okay, so if we go back and revisit those items, we could be launching right back in a conversation with Ms. Thomas, but right now, I think she's out of the communication. We've ironed it out to a point where we can get this grant funded and move it. And that's my official position, is we are an independent agency, and we can write this grant. However, we're going to have to negotiate that premise. Meantime, we got to get this grant rolling. So that's, I think that's a safe way to do it, and keep the language as is and pass this resolution.
Thank you, Council.
Call for a question.
Call for a question, Derek.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Was it sent it to Tammy Leaper with that question?
Yeah, Tammy Leaper will be the entity that releases it to the, you know, public to begin the bid process.
RFPs to allow it to be let.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Shishawala?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Thank you, Council. Then let's move on to the next item. I show the biannual meeting. You had the report, the minutes approval. The date, as we were talked to at first of the meeting, we need to set. But I'd like a motion to approve these minutes.
I make a motion that we approve these minutes. I think they were for July 2016.
Yes.
That yes. We approve the minutes before we come on to whoever we, I think it's Rebecca Shear.
Rebecca will actually second. Yes, we have a motion on the floor of Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilman Redcorn, to approve the 2016 report, semi-annual consultation of the United States and the Osage Minerals Council. Without any further discussion, I'd like to call for the question.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Shishawala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Motion passes.
And by the next meeting, Friday meeting, I'd like to have our dates and Councilman Yates on the agenda, if you will. We'll look into that, Council.
We're past the dates conversation.
Can we get some dates so I can maybe narrow it down? But we had some, you mentioned in Friday, everyone was kind of, for the biannual meeting, was it end of July? Was that, that's early so we could get it, but we needed to get an agenda approved, or at least set up.
Let's have the agenda ready for the first Friday meeting. Wait to spend the rules if we get the agenda and a date set for that Friday. And I think we'll probably be looking at end of July.
Well, it'll be the 14th will be the next Friday
end meeting. Of September or August. Do you have those dates in front of you, sir?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No, I don't have them, I don't think.
Do you have them? I got them. Councilman Crum, Councilman Crum.
As I said, it was up at us to suggest some dates, and then I believe the BIA is going to try and get us somebody to come look currently, as we were talking about earlier, the BIA is in kind of an uproar up there. That everybody's gone. People have been, you know,
moved left. Around.
We're probably not going to have a director down here like we were able to get in the past. But we will have somebody, because that's a decision maker from Washington is how the agreement reads, I think. So we will have somebody like that. I was hoping to have some suggestions for an agenda. We're supposed to send the agenda 30 days in advance and of the meeting. So I think the end of July is a stretch for us to make it. I think we should be looking for some dates in August. And I think that in order for us to facilitate that agenda, that today we decide that we will submit an agenda proposals to you, and then let you put it together so that we can get that done without having to have another meeting. We've done the agendas before without a great deal of voting in meetings. They come up with ones that we've used in the past and that sort of thing. And some of them will carry over. As for instance, we talked a little bit about the rulemaking. I want to make clear that there might be some misunderstanding on what, at least I understand the process going on now with the rulemaking. It is not a negotiated rulemaking, it's just a normal rulemaking by the government, but that process is still active. They've run into some problems, I think, with personnel from Washington and getting things done. But it's not that the rulemaking is not going, still an active process. It's that it's just taking a lot longer. So we still need to have to talk about how that's going to work and how we're going to get the input that we've talked about into that. So that's an excellent place for us to put in questions about the rulemaking. There's also the environmental stuff that's still going on. We've talked about in the past. That is not finished up yet. And that's just a couple of areas, and I'm sure other people have other ideas. But I will give you specifics if other people.
Councilwoman Irwin and Councilman Rick.
Galen, you're talking about rulemaking. Is that the rules that Mr. Many Deeds was talking about that he was going to do, give to the Bureau, and the Bureau was going to give to us to critique?
I don't think Mr. Many Deeds
is in that. The policy and procedures, best management practices, is that
what you're talking about? No, I'm talking about CFRs. The CFRs are still open to be updated and changed. And even though the negotiated rulemaking part is over with, there's still a expectation from the Bureau that they will come out with a new rule of some sort at some time. Am I stating that?
It's my understanding that they were going to give us a heads up and send them back to us, and that was back in October.
Yeah, they were going to give us their proposal.
Yeah, and maybe we haven't seen it.
Yeah,
it's been held up.
So basically, just an update on the name rate.
Thank you, Chairman.
EIS.
Thank you, Chairman. Just to follow up on Ms. Irwin's saying, I do remember we had a discussion on the bonding straight from the superintendent telling us. So the next thing is, again, I plan to start being aware of what's going on in the discussion on those. Thank you, Chairman. The other thing was, after we set the dates, if Mr. Yates and would work with Mr. Crum and you guys come up with a date, then, because I know you're going to have to communicate with the Bureau to get all this, because there's a lot of folks involved. I don't think we can solve it here.
Hold on.
And then my only comment followed the date communication was to get Mr. Lynn involved in getting us communicated with this team. Let him ensure the correspondence hits all of us. Because as Ms. Irwin said, this letter came in July of 2016, and we're just now acting.
Yeah.
So
we still have to have another meeting by the end of the year.
Yeah.
So we need to really get
so
get
somewhere
with it.
We're not finishing and completing these in a timely manner, so we need to get better with that. So I would ask that maybe we consider our executive person now, Mr. Lynn, to continually communicate. This is a need. We got to take care of it quickly. Thank you, Chair.
And that's what we were talking about with Bill and I about the coordination on the three items. This is one of them.
Yeah.
Because he's doing one, it'd be so perfect to add in this rendition and then the digitalization on the front end. And okay. I take it to work. Councilman Yates and then Councilman.
Oh, I thought you said I was next.
I'm sorry. Did I? Then
yes.
You are next.
Thank you. Miss comments for Mr. Streeter. The NCREC process is still going on, but it's got a new name, is that right? Is it the government-to-government relationship process?
Well, no, the negotiated rulemaking was completed.
Right, I understand that.
It's gone.
Right.
It's done. That rule was never implemented.
Right, and so now?
So now, the negotiated rule was set forth under the settlement agreement.
Right.
That the Minerals Council and the U.S. government would sit down and do that, which took place. That part of the settlement agreement was satisfied. However, the rule itself was objected to, and we took a voluntary remand, but it's done. What is happening now is what's called an agency rulemaking.
Okay, that's what I'm asking
for.
The new name is the agency rulemaking.
It's an agency rulemaking, and we're in formal consultation with the Osage Nation and Osage Mineral Council with that.
That's my question, agency. All right, thank you.
And there will be a draft forthcoming. It's getting close, pretty close.
October 2016.
And that's actually, we were waiting on to set these final dates of consultation, as we were told, that Eric Green, excuse me, Jim Lingerow.
I would suggest that we actually pick some dates today.
Yes.
And we set the dates, and then we get the agenda to you, or we put together an agenda that we can send to them prior to the 30 days on those dates. I suspect that Eddie would need, forgive me for just calling you Eddie.
That's all right.
He will need to do some negotiating with Washington in order to get us there. As soon as he can have dates, the better, and the better idea we'll have, or better chance we'll have somebody with some clout that will be able to make the trip. I
spoke to Ken Dalton yesterday with regards to this, and he will be, due to the current situation of leadership, he will be taking the lead on getting that set up at the DC level.
That worked for me.
Okay. So our meeting dates for August will be, looks to me like 16th and 11th. That's the days that we have regular meetings. I'm just throwing that out there for reference. But I would suggest that we suggest some dates in the 9-10 range, and after the Wednesday meeting, or before, around those dates. I'm not going to, say what days.
How about July 31st?
Excuse me?
How about July 31st?
I'm not going to be here.
That's right.
I said that last
week. She's already said she wouldn't be here.
Okay.
And I think we're crowding the 30 days to have the agenda in there. I'm hoping to give us a week or so to leeway to get it.
Do you think we could email back and forth, then shoot it to the Bureau?
Sure.
I don't care what day it is. I don't care what time it is. Roll it through on July 14th. Let's go with it. Whatever you guys come up with.
That's fine, yeah.
July 14th?
To roll out and set the date for it.
Oh, that's fine.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what I've been.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
So we don't do dates today, we'll do them by July.
You can do it right now. Call one.
I'm going to suggest the 10th or the 15th of the days in front of the Friday meeting and the date in front of the Wednesday meeting in August.
I'll go with those.
Right.
10th.
10th, 15th. We're going to suggest a couple.
Ma'am. 10th.
14th.
15th.
Yeah, that worked for me.
Yes. By the way, we'll be here on Friday, and we'll be there on Wednesday after we get back.
Does that work for you guys, since you'll be down here in the area?
It's always better for him, but I'll come any day we need.
Okay.
Can I, you may get recognized.
Please. I'm sorry.
All right. All I'm saying is that we come up with a lot of good agenda items. Why don't we funnel all this through Bill, since he is our director, and let him put it together, and then we can submit it, give him the 30-day notice.
It works.
Bounce it back and forth through all of us. Come up with a good agenda, but do it through bills if that's what he's hired to do.
We don't need to. We've already pressed you to do exactly that.
We don't need one?
He does.
Yes.
So are we not going with the 10th, 14th, and 15th, or y'all going to discuss this some more? Those are the days?
Yes, sir.
Because I am going to immediately, before we even get a letter, I'll notify them, because it's going to take a little while.
Yes, sir. I would recommend he hear from Bill, just in the last minute.
But the August 10th, 14th, or 15th, any one of those days?
Just give us a cushion to check her, go home and refresh our minds, and then Bill can shoot it off.
Okay.
Well, Galen just, or Andrew just said it.
Okay, I'm just.
Sounds good.
I mean, give the man something to go home with.
10, 14.
We all have vacations for some real people in the real world.
What's that?
Maybe not here, but in the real world, they take vacations.
Thank you. I'd like to move on to the next item, Chairman. Minute meetings.
Table that. Make a motion.
To what?
Oh, I make a motion that we table the minutes.
My second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Irwin, seconded by Councilwoman Boone. Like to table our minutes. Meeting minutes. Any more discussion? Did you have the chance, I read some of your, but that was only on a newsletter. You haven't had any other issues on reviewing of these?
I haven't finished reviewing them.
You have not finished?
No, sir.
Then I don't need any other discussion.
He keeps piling them on me.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
No.
Councilman Yates?
No.
Councilwoman Boone?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
No.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Yes, we'll see you the next Friday meeting for the Osage Mountains Council. With that, on committee reports, we have a newsletter item. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, we had a newsletter, and it was done, and I don't think it came to the media committee first. It was just sent out to everybody. But I've asked for some corrections to be done in the resolutions. And this one, this 3-202, it's a little bit vague, but I would like people to know, even if we have to put it in parentheses, that is Zinke's Secretary of Interior Royalty Policy Committee. I mean, it's just not our policy committee. I mean, we need to let them know it's a national committee.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to see that in there. And also, when I made the resolution to go to the trip to DC, I said to attend appropriation hearings and for other business, I need to see that in there. And I'm not too clear on 3-207. It says, resolution to give the chairman the ability to instruct the BIA to make the determination to waive sandy soil permit. Shouldn't that say permits? Or do you just want to give them that one, just that one?
It has to be specific on this, ma'am.
Okay.
What was that?
Was it just on the permit above that you were giving?
I'm sorry, what?
It's not clear enough. Is it just for one permit that you've been given the ability to do that, or for all permits?
All sandy soil, if they fall in the requirements deemed necessary by the council and voted through by resolution.
Okay, can we put an S on that permit?
In the newsletter?
Yes, yes, I do, because somebody says, oh, no, you can only do one. But that says, yes, I do split hairs on the resolutions, and I do, because I need to be correct. And the rest of it.
With that change, though, would you approve these?
I would. I just want the, I want the resolutions to be.
I have a motion on the floor for approving the newsletter. The six page or one page?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion.
He wants to approve the newsletter.
Discussion.
Discussion, please. Councilwoman Boone.
So all of my recommendations just fell on deaf ears.
No, ma'am.
We're not going to, you just made the motion to approve it as is.
I didn't say it.
Well, somebody made a motion. So I guess we're not going to use the picture of us being in DC, and I guess we're not going to make the notation, do away with the Frank Keating letter, because it's cut and pasted. We could have made a footnote under your trip to DC, Mr. Chairman. And then the Rosemary Wood could have been condensed a little bit rather than cut and paste, but all right.
Call question?
Call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Oh, you might have.
Second chair here.
Oh, Lord.
Yes.
Vaughn?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth?
No.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
All right, with that, about the 2018 budget was highlighted a while ago. An earlier item on the agenda.
Question?
Yes.
Just briefly looking over the fiscal year 18 budget. I pulled the fiscal year 17 budget, and it says revenues, monies from a CD that was cashed in $142,000, and all that money was budgeted to have spent $142,000. And then I look at the fiscal year 18 budget, and it still shows another CD for $142,000 cashed in to cover some expenditures. So I'm a little bit unclear as to why this keeps popping up. I don't know that we have several CDs in the amount of $142,000 that could be used for the S510 budget.
I can get that. See, if you look back at the newsletter there, there's our budget there and a resolution that is highlighted as to what happened.
But that was last year. I'm talking about why does it appear again this year, in this year's budget?
That was just to clarify your question from last week. I didn't get it.
Well, I'm still not understanding. If there was a CD that was cashed in last year...
It wasn't cashed in last year. It was cashed in a long time ago.
But it
showed up on the budget last time, that very same way, and you didn't question it last time.
And it's here again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
because we just copied it from last year, and I told
you. Well, I understand that, the copying process, but what I'm asking is, how can that money be used in fiscal year 17 to cover a budget in S510, and then the same amount of money used for fiscal year 18 to cover the same budget? If that money no longer exists.
It doesn't. It's not in there. I mean, it's just copied from last year and then the year before that. Because we just took the old budget.
So I understand the copying, yes, but I'm not understanding the accounting process here.
Thank you, Chair. Just a real quick comment. You directed the budget committee to meet to consider our new director's expenses. They can communicate with this, come up with the budget, and present it to when they're done. I don't think we need to solve these problems here. They need to go, in my view, the budget committee needs to sit down together.
To us.
And then once they agree, and you directed them to include the director's desires in that, maybe reshuffle the budget. So, in my understanding, your directive tells them they need to go and reconsider the budget.
Yes, ma'am. Next week, if you will,
okay. Set
us up a day.
Okay.
I'll try to be there also.
Okay.
Thank you, Council. Is there any other questions? Yes, Council.
It has nothing to do with the budget, but I visited with Christy Radigo during Gray Horse, and she was talking about the oil and gas summit. Could we maybe have our director maybe set up a meeting of the oil and gas, anyone interested in being in the summit?
As one of the gentlemen who's always dedicated to help us with that, I think it's even perfect, because now we can whip him, get more out of it. But you've done such a fine job. Yes, sir. Okay. Anything you want to direct, that'd be fine.
Okay.
William, just give me a call and I'll try to help as much as possible.
Sure.
Yeah. Any other questions? Councilman?
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I second.
I have a motion on the floor to adjourn. I have a second by Councilman Redcorn. I have no discussion. Call for question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
Councilman
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Way we know. Thank you all. Mr. Strieger, thank you so much. Deputy Superintendent, thank you so much. I actually sent a big call to you